Here's something to think about. In the course of history's wars, many battles took place in the woods and the countryside. So sometimes I picture a soldier waking up on a spring morning, wildflowers growing around his tent, birds singing in the trees, perhaps the comforting sound of a brook trickling by in the near distance. And then a 10-pound cannonball hits him in the face. It's an interesting thought, don't you think? I wanted to be a Boy Scout, but I had all the wrong traits. Apparently, they were looking for kids who were trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Unfortunately, at that time, I was devious, fickle, obstructive, hostile, rude, mean, defiant, glum, extravagant, cowardly, dirty, and sacrilegious. So I waited a few years and joined the Army. In New York State, the law says that the ingredients of hot dogs can legally include a certain amount or percentage of insect parts and rat droppings. It's permissible by law. So in New York, when you eat a hot dog, you more or less have to hope that the hot dog you're eating contains only the most nutritious parts of the insects, not just legs and antennae, and that the rats whose feces you're eating were on good, heart-healthy diets. I've been enjoying a new band from England. It's called So Long Mate. It's a 5-man heavy metal band. And the reason it's called So Long Mate is because at the end of each performance, the other 4 members of the band kill the lead singer. As a result, the music has a certain urgency to it. Also, it keeps the tours nice and short. It's basically one night, and then back they go to L.A. to hold auditions. The band plans to have an album ready in the year 2037. Hello, this is David Nippelgripper, another insufferable Hollywood movie star who wants you to help some cause or charity merely because I say so. Today, I want to tell you about little Danny Pendejo. Danny needs your help. He was born with no torso. His legs are fine, his arms are fine, and his head is okay, except for one really big caved-in part on top. But he has no torso. Won't you help by being a torso donor? Even a torso that's too big will be better than no torso at all. Thank you. This is David Nippelgripper reminding you to see my new movie, Breasts on the Moon. Another sign of America's decline. Because a few people are sensitive to peanuts and have allergies that might kill them, America's commercial airlines had to stop serving those little bags of peanuts. It wasn't sufficient that the affected people could simply refuse the peanuts when they were offered. The argument was made that the people who did eat the peanuts were putting peanut dust in the air, creating a health hazard for the victims. What a load of shit. If someone is in danger of dying from inhaling peanut dust, why aren't they dead already? Why didn't they die at a baseball game or at the circus? America has gone soft.